Welcome to the very first episode of the year. If this is your very first time of listening to the podcast, you're welcome. My name is Laura and I'm the host of this podcast. And I really do hope that you check in every Friday for new episodes. But if this isn't your first time of listening, you're welcome back. Thank you so much for deciding to chill with us on another Friday. I just wanted to announce for the, like, just to reiterate and for the new listeners that new episodes are released every Friday. Thank you. So this is the very first episode of the year and I guess I can say Happy New Year. I really want to make this episode straight to the point because it's something that I feel like is important because we're still like in, I say like too much, but we're still in the early stages of the year. And so I think this is something that everybody is supposed to know. If you know it, maybe you just haven't taken it into cognizance, or you have, or you do know it and you use it, please feel free to reach out to me. I recently discovered that if you listen on Spotify, there's a column for you to drop comments, ask questions, and basically interact with the creators of podcasts on Spotify. So please do check in if you listen on Spotify. I think Apple Podcasts also has a way for you to comment too. Yes, so please do check in, ask questions, drop comments, just let me know what you think in general. I realized that I failed to mention, but I really, really love feedback. And on that note, thank you so much to everybody that gave me feedback from the last episode. You're the reason why I turned on my phone to record another episode today, and I'm very grateful. I do not take your feedback for granted, and I will work on improving myself for you. So what I want to talk about today is it just falls under the general topic of goals. You know, we say it a lot of times, setting goals and all of that. A lot of people believe that setting goals like is a waste. Because for some people, it like increases their anxiety when it gets to the time frame that they've already set for the end of their goal and they're not able to meet their targets. It gives them anxiety. And for some other people, it helps them, it pushes them, it drives them. So obviously, individuals are very different. But there's one thing that I need you to take into cognizance when you're setting your goals this year. The year is still very fresh. It's still very young, like I said. And it has a lot of prospects in it. You can do so much with this year. Now, if you are setting your goals without... If your goals are not smart, I will explain what smart is. But if your goals are not smart, then you've been setting goals wrongly. I'm sorry for saying it like that, but it's the truth. Your goals are supposed to be smart. That is the only way that you can set realistic goals for yourself. Now, SMART is an acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. I'll explain them like one by one. The S in SMART stands for specific. Now, it means that whatever goal that you are setting for yourself should be specific. I'll give an example. For instance, I like to save. I like to build my discipline. I like to develop a saving habit. Sorry, I did mention in the last episode that I wanted to be more financially prudent. I want to be a smart money woman. Yes. So, for instance, I want to save. Now, where I... in my journal or my notes app or whatever, wherever I'm dropping my goals, I just go there and say, I want to save. That goal is not specific. But where I say, I want to save up to 100K, it's specific. At least it has an amount. Do you understand? Where you just put it in general, if at the end of the year you are able to come up with only 10K, you say, I just said save. I didn't exactly give the amount. You understand? But where you place an amount, you have a target that you're working towards, and everything that you're doing will align so that you can achieve that goal. It doesn't only apply to savings. It applies to work. It applies to, say, for work, I want to have up to 100 orders at the end of the year. It also applies to school. If you just say, I want my result to be better, if you were on a a 3 point and you moved to a 3.2, it did improve, but you did not give yourself any specific target that you want to meet. So S stands for specific. The second is measurable. Now, measurable means that you can be able to track your progress. So in the line of saving, the saving example that I give, for instance, where I'm like writing on my goals, I'll just plan to use PiggyVest so that I can track my progress in savings. That is measurable. For instance, the example I gave for like work, if you're a business owner, I think there's an app, I just can't remember the name now, but it helps you track the orders that you've given. You can just like write it down, or if you have a journal where you take down the orders, that will help you to track it, track your goal, help you to measure how far you've gone. And for school, you can maybe take down, like, if you, the amount of hours you read in a day, you document it down. I think that also helps. And I'm giving school because I feel like the people that listen to me are students like me, like half or a large percent, I don't know. But for measurable, you can decide to track down the hours that you read, or you can decide to just take down your grades, like whatever smaller scores that you have, just basically tracking your progress. Now, the A in SMART is for achievable. Achievable means that your goals have to be realistic. If you do not set realistic goals, then you are not setting goals at all. For instance, let's say I'm a lazy reader and I cannot read for up to 30 minutes. And all of a sudden, I set a goal that I want to be able to read for 7 hours daily. But in my opinion, that's not realistic, because from where you're coming from as a lazy reader, you're just going to push yourself till you're burnt out and you'll not be able to meet your target, and you'll be sad and you'll be annoyed and you'll be offended and upset and you'll be mad. So you start small, you make sure that they are realistic. Let's say as a lazy reader, since I started with the reading example, I can only read for about 30 minutes and I decide to push it to 45 minutes. And if my body gets to 45, I decide to push it to 1 hour. And if it gets to 1 hour, I can decide to add like 20 minutes. And if it does, I can decide to add like another 10 minutes. You understand? Just small. Make it realistic. Okay, for example, with the saving example I gave now, let's say you're earning about, or as a student, your allowance in a week is about 5K. And you want to save up to 100K in a year. That's not realistic. By the time you take out transportation and you take out feeding, and obviously you buy materials, and obviously the place that you're staying, you have to pay for some certain stuff. Let's be honest, you're not going to be able to save up to that 100K in a year, and you're going to be upset. But when you're earning about 300K in the year, then yes, by all means you can. So what you would do in the instance of the person that is earning about 5K, you can decide to start saving small. Maybe say, be putting out a certain amount of money and reduce it from like 100K to, if it's 30K a year, that also works because of whatever you are gaining. The R is for relevant. So relevant means that you have to make sure that the goals relate to your value. So for example, now in the event that I am talking about the saving example, why exactly am I saving? Why exactly is it relevant to me? This, like writing out the purpose of the goal for you, helps to form a driving force. For example, I want to save because I want to build my discipline. I want to be a financially prudent person. I want to be able to like have something to fall back on in the future. You know, people say your savings will save you, and they don't lie about that. So I want something that will help me build my discipline. In the example of school, obviously everybody wants to get good grades. Your why is the difference between you and the person next to you. So my why might be because I want to make my parents proud. Another person's why might be because they are targeting a particular career goal and all of that. So that's for relevant. T is for time bound. Time bound means that you have to have a target. It has to
your goal has to have a starting date and an end date. If it does not have an end date, then it's just running into space. Say, for example, the savings. I want to start saving by January, and then by the first quarter of the year, I want to have saved about 25k or 30k. That helps. But if I just don't put a target, and by the end of the year, I've not met that goal, I'll just say, well, it's not like I said I want to end it this year. So let's look at next year if I can still complete it. For academics, if you say by this semester, I want to be able to get to a second class upper, that's like 3.5 CGPA and above. If you are looking at that, you put a time frame by this semester. If at the end of the semester you hit that target, or you get above the target or below the target, you know where you're at. But if you just say, I want to get a 3.5 CGP, if at the end of the semester you're at 3.0, you say, there's next semester. And that's how you keep pushing it, to your final year, and you graduate and still no 3.5 in sight. So I'll just go over them again. There's S for specific, M for measurable, A for achievable, R for relevant, and T for time bound. So next time that you're planning in your journal, or you're setting out your goals in your notepad, make sure that you follow these steps. Now, a goal that follows these steps, for example, now is I want to save up to 100k using PiggyVest so that I can track my progress. From my salary of about 300k in the year, this is supposed to help me build my saving discipline. And by the end of the first quarter, I want to have made about 30k in savings. You see? Doesn't that sound a lot better than I want to save this year? Be honest. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And until my next one, which is next week Friday. So set your alarm, set your reminder, and look out for the next episode. You have all my love. Bye. Thank you.